Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed how lightly some preachers, especially those on Trinity Broadcasting Network, speak about God? It makes you wonder if they have in mind the God of the Bible. Dr. Donald M. McCulloch's book, The Trivialization of God, The Dangerous Illusions of a Manageable Deity, accuses some people of paring God down to more manageable proportions. Page 14. He said the Israelites during the days of Moses wanted a God who would stay put, a God who would be useful as they journeyed toward whatever the future held. Page 15. Has Dr. McCulloch discovered one of the main weaknesses of modern religion? That is, trying to use God for our own purposes, rather than serving Him for His holiness and grandeur. Moses, like all the great prophets of the Old Testament, wanted the Israelites to come before the Lord with proper reverence, not because of what they could get for themselves, but because of the honor and worship due to God. Moses reminded the Israelites, "Unto you it was shown, that you might know the Lord, that He is God. There is none else beside Him." Deuteronomy 4:35. What had God done to show the Israelites that He was truly God? He had created man. Deuteronomy 4:32. He had spoken to Moses and the Jews out of the midst of the fire. Deuteronomy 4:33. By His mighty arm He had overcome the nations which gave His people so much trouble. He had brought great terrors on His enemies. Deuteronomy 4:34. He performed all these great wonders so the Israelites not only could know He existed, but also so they could love Him and worship Him for His goodness. It might seem trite for Moses to tell the Israelites, "There is none else beside Him." But if one studies the history of the nation of Israel, he knows how often the Jews had turned aside to serve idols. In fact, during their wandering in the wilderness, the Jews made a god of gold and said, "This is the God who brought us out of the land of Egypt." There was hardly ever a period in the history of the Israelite nation when the Jews were not tempted to forsake the living God and serve idols. Several hundred years after the events recorded in Deuteronomy, God spoke to His people through Jeremiah, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken Me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2:13. Moses explains why the Israelites owed God allegiance and worship. "Out of heaven He made you to hear His voice, that He might instruct you. And upon earth He showed you His great fire, and you heard His words out of the midst of the fire." Deuteronomy 4:36. These words from Deuteronomy remind me of a 6-volume set of books written by Dr. Carl F. H. Henry. His books have the title God, Revelation, and Authority, God Who Speaks and Shows. God's voice was heard by the Israelite people for a good reason, that He might instruct them or discipline them. He wanted them to know what He expected of them and what would happen if they failed to live by His commandments. God's voice was accompanied by fire so that the Israelites would know it was He who was speaking to them. There is no way God's voice could have been counterfeited or faked. The fire proved conclusively that it was God who was speaking to them. If such power did not create awe and reverence in the Israelites, what could? But it was not long before they turned away from the living God and served idols. God does not speak to us in the way Moses has described, but He does speak to us through His Son. Hebrews 1:1-2. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.